Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom Joyner. Good morning, everybody. Now, the show Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is just getting started with its premiere season, and already it has come under fire. Change.org is hosting an online petition against the show, which features the show, that is, a woman who felt the need to prove that she is a woman by posting new pictures of herself on the internet, a grandmother that is an ex-pimp, and it just goes on and on.
Ex-pimp? Well, grandmother? Ex-pimp.
The grandmother. Volumes could be written on the outrage over Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, but a public dressing down of these women probably wouldn't have much effect. Many of them are too far gone, chasing men or chasing fame, to hear moral appeal to do better on behalf of Black Women United, or at the very least themselves. They need therapy off camera, and maybe just medication and prayer. Now I'm going inside her story with Erin Harper, who started the petition on change.org, which so far, only surprisingly to me, has 2,000 signatures. She is a doctoral student in psychology, a teacher, a blogger. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning. How are you?
Do you actually watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. The only reason I even tuned in was because of what I saw on my Twitter timeline, Facebook, when everybody was in such an uproar. So I just said, you know, it can't be as bad as, you know, what everybody is saying. And so I tuned in that first night just to get a glimpse myself. I stopped watching after Basketball Wives. And so when right. I looked myself, it lived up to what people said online.
Now, would you say it's worse than Basketball Wives?
No, I don't want to give them that because I feel like I don't even know. It could be strategic. I mean, to me, it would be brilliant if you put on something that was absolutely a train wreck so people can say, oh, God, Basketball Wives really isn't that bad after all.
Well, why the petition? Do you want to see the show taken off the air?
No, I don't want to see the show taken off the air necessarily. I think I really don't, because you have to think about it. You have some people who look at shows like Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and you say, okay, well, they see people who look like them, who talk like them. I mean, I'm from Atlanta. I've been here forever. I can relate to a few of the things that I see, you know, the language, the culture. Well, there is a significant portion of the demographic who can now say, oh, I see a Scrappy, I see Mama D or whatever. So I don't think that anybody deserves to be silenced. However, I don't think people's stories need to be exploited either.
So you feel like this show can be saved, you know, with the women that are part of the show now,
I feel like you need to use people's voices and you need to take those and turn them into messages that can be socially beneficial. And so we say, oh, it's just entertainment. It's just TV. It's just TV. Well, just like everybody's saying, parents need to turn off the TV. You know, schools need to do a better job. We all have a social responsibility, and I'm tired of it's just TV, it's just entertainment. Just turn it off if you don't want to watch it. Well, just like I have a social responsibility, and I don't have any children, but I still need to mentor, VH1 still has a social responsibility, Viacom still has a social responsibility.